Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure. As always, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and you're going to be glad you hung out with us because our good friend, Dr. Mary Key, is back with us, ladies and gentlemen. Mary is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. In fact, I'll have to look it up here. I think we're coming up on a 10-year anniversary here pretty soon. Mary has been with me for a long time and has been sharing her wisdom with us for a number of years. She's a leadership expert. She's a coach, CEO coach extraordinaire. She leads her own company, Mary Key & Associates Incorporated. She's written a number of books, including What Animals Teach Us, and also CEO Road Rules. And she's our good friend. Mary Key, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Great to be here.
It's good to have you back. Now Mary, I don't have the first book in front of me that you wrote. The very first time you and I met, we had this book. Remind me the title.
The Entrepreneurial Cat, 13 Ways to Transform Your Work Life, and really taught people to be more entrepreneurial in their thinking. I work with a lot of CEOs and entrepreneurs of what have been fast-growing companies, although some of them have slowed down a bit with the economy. One of the things that they felt very frustrated about is that the people that work for them were not thinking like entrepreneurs. So that
and
book
you
was
used
designed
the animal angle. She talked in that book, folks, about what she learned about being entrepreneurial from a cat, and this cat's name was Jazzy, and for years, Jazzy did the show with us.
Jazzy would be here in rapt attention every time I'd be on your show, Jim.
Now Jazzy was a Maine Coon cat.
Correct.
And Jazzy has gone on to that great cat heaven in the sky, and Jazzy died in November, and we're sorry about that.
Yeah, November 10th. Very valiant cat. I always thought he was it had an extraordinary understanding of things, but if you had to pick a noble animal, it was Jazzy.
Well, and he was the inspiration for at least two books, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
And of course, we talked about Jazzy on the show, so we always pay tribute to our Brain Trust members who passed on, and that's happened a few times in 11 and a half years, and Jazzy's one of those guys, and so we miss Jazzy, but have you replaced Jazzy?
No, Jazzy's not replaceable, but we do have Groucho.
I'm not talking about Lewis. I'm not talking about your husband.
No, Groucho is is an outdoor cat that we've had. But anyway, I think, animals have a wonderful way of helping us balance. And right now, Jim, I'm very concerned because I see a lot of people and companies out of balance. And so one of the things...
There's a lot of fear out there, isn't there, right now?
And one of the things I wanted to talk about is leadership in lean times, because I think there's some things that leaders need to do that seem counterintuitive. And what do I mean by that? One time when I was snorkeling in Hanama Bay in Hawaii, I was told that if I stepped on an eel, instead of pulling my foot away, which allows the eel to latch onto your foot even more firmly, to push into the bite, and that way the jaws of the eel would unlock.
Ah,
and I do
that's
think
all, that's always
push...
good to know. That's always good instructions there.
Well, it's a vivid analogy to say that right now, to be effective in these lean times, we have to kind of push into the eel a bit, even though it doesn't feel like the right thing to do.
Well, exactly. And sometimes, exactly. You have to do things that hurt. One of the things that I try to remind people about, I use the Dorothy of Oz analogy, where she, when she landed in the land of Oz, she told her dog, "We're not in Kansas anymore, Toto." I think we all need to be saying that to ourselves and there's one more thing we need to say. We need to say, "We're not in Kansas anymore, Toto." And then we need to say, "Things here are different."
Yes, and how are they different as opposed to let's pretend that things are going to get better. In fact, one of the three things that I think is really important that needs to be shifted is what you're alluding to, and that's the mindset of the leader. You know, some of the best entrepreneurs are used to being successful because they've been able to grow their businesses. Mm-hmm. And they're almost, because of the optimism, not willing to say, okay, what if the worst were to happen?
Yeah.
Or what if something in between happens? So I think that going from a growth-oriented leader to being one that has to look at the details more, has to be more frugal, has mm-hmm. to cut back, how you do that and what you do while you do it is really key.
Well, and see, one of the things that I've been saying now for some months now, Mary, is I've been telling my audience that there's no shame at the end of 2009 if all you did was survive. For uh-huh. some industries, for some companies, not everybody, but for some big
right.
people, I've been saying to everybody to look in the mirror in the morning and say, in 2009, I'm going to win by surviving. And my only reason for saying that was not to have low expectations, not to be sounding like I'm giving up, but to help people do what you just said, which is to admit to themselves, you know what? If I have to go into the survival mode, I will, and that means I'm going to have to pay attention to more details.
Right, and so part of the details is not just having a financial scorecard, but to look at what are some of the driving factors that if I look at those, I'm going to be able to better predict some of the trends. So if I start seeing customer satisfaction going down, if I see turnover of the people that I think really bring a lot of value added to my company. And I think that that's an interesting thing. People are saying, mm-hmm. oh, well, who's going to leave their job now? Well, the truth is this is a great opportunity to find top talent. So one of the things I'd be doing right now.
Especially some that have left, the highly trained and
right?
highly capable individuals who've left the big companies.
Right. And so right now, if you can look at your bench strength and say, Who are my A players, and who are people that have been borderline, and be more strategic in how you cut back. You may have to lay off people, but to do this cross the board thing out of fairness is not
right.
the right thing. You have to do it based on performance.
In a small business, you really can't do that.
Right, and
it's
got to
be based on it can't be based on seniority. I mean, not that that doesn't count for anything. But you've got to make sure that you take with you the people who can get you to the finish line.
Right. And then the other interesting thing
Hold
is
on to that. Hold on to that sure. thought, Mary. We're going to take a quick break.
Okay.
The book is called CEO Road Rules. Mary, give us the website, please.
It's KeyAssociatesInc.com.
KeyAssociatesInc.com. And the book is, you can find out more about the book there. And we're going to be right back in 3 minutes after these messages, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Life goes on day after day.
Little Jerry and the Pacemakers bringing us back. That's Jerry with the G. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Welcome back. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out and use it to your advantage. We built it just for you. My newsletter is there. You can subscribe to that. I think you'll like that. And my knowledge base, Ask Jim. Listen to every day you want, however you want, replay, on demand, whatever you need, we got it there for you. And if you got 5 seconds, we got something for you there. If you got 15 minutes, we got something and everything in between. Mary Key has deposited lots of wisdom with us over the years. She's been a member of our Brain Trust for a long time. She's the author of CEO Road Rules, Right Focus, Right People, Right Execution. She's a CEO coach. And Mary, give us your website and tell us how we can find your book.
It's KeyAssociatesInc.com, and you can also go to CEORoadRules.com to hear more about the book. In the book, we interviewed over 50 successful CEOs and really talk about ways that they have been able to succeed and find meaning in what they're doing.
And let me and also, folks, Dennis Stearns is her co-author. I want to make
That's
sure
right.
I mentioned his name.
Absolutely.
Mary, talk to us some more about your thoughts on leadership in a difficult time.
Sure, sure. Well, I just want to, stages of the race. Most difficult. That's where. Well, you know, we're seeing that with Circuit City going out of business and Best Buy winding up on top, Bed Bath & Beyond doing better because Linens and things has gone out of business. But I think on a smaller business level, you know, this idea we talked about before the break, your mindset, and really looking at your mindset and realizing that you can't use a growth mindset. I work with one CEO as his coach right now, and people are coming to me for coaching because they want to be able to look at things differently, and it's tough. And you know, his thing is, I need to be optimistic with my troops all the time. Mm-hmm. And what's happening is that his organization, which had been growing, is seeing the disparity between what he's saying and what's really going on.
Yeah.
So the second point here, how are you communicating? And right now, over-communicate with honesty. It's still important to talk about a vision, but it's also important to moderate and say, here's where we need to go this year.
Mary, I have a term for that I've been using for a few months now that I'm recommending to people, and that is called positive reality.
Uh-huh.
You give them the truth, as you say, the honesty, but you can give it to them in a way that's positive.
Yes.
And the opposite is negative hysteria.
And it also needs to be two ways. You need to be asking questions.
Right.
And, you know, it's for a lot of people, and I'm going to say it, especially for men, when you realize you're in a situation with somebody where they're afraid, they want to talk about it, what is your tendency? Is it to say, tell me more about what's going on for you right now?
Of course. All men do that. Mary, you know that.
Yeah, exactly. And that
Mary,
is
Mary,
what
Mary, Mary
speaks right
sarcasm.
Now.
May speak sarcasm as a second language. I like that about her, too. Mary, but you're right. No, you're right about that. And you know, you're exactly right. We all need to sit down with our people and say, what are you concerned about? What are your concerns? And let them talk about it and talk with them about it. Don't just try to deny it or say you're wrong or you know, roll over them.
There is a serious crisis of lack of productivity because people are afraid. Yes, they show up, but they're zombies. I mean, in a lot of organizations, they're trying to do whatever they need to do, and they spend a lot of time, you know, on email, which is now taking the place of the water cooler
or Twitter or whatever. And
Twitter and
right.
All the other things. Yeah, talking about ain't it awful. So. You can't cut back on innovation. Now, you may have to cut back on your budget. You may have to cut back on spending. You may have to cut back on your people. But if you don't cut out innovation in terms of your products and services, you are really missing an opportunity. And this has shown up consistently. Jim, did you realize
I want to stick in there about the innovation thing, Mary, is, and I've said this a lot lately, the times when I've had that have been the toughest for me in my life, back, I realized that those were the times when I was the most creative.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm glad you said that because it's a perfect segue. Did you realize that Apple came up with the iPod and iTunes during our last recession?
Oh yeah, they were on their heels when they did that, weren't they?
Yeah.
The company was not doing well when they came up with the iPod.
And we were also going through not in a recession of these proportions, but a recession.
Right. Yeah.
So what are your key products and services? Are you continuing to innovate? And innovation doesn't always require tremendous amounts of cash, but it's batting down the hatches. This innovation stuff can wait, and I don't think it can.
No, I agree with you 100%. Hey, Mary, it's always
CEO
a pleasure.
Rogo.
Thank you for being here, and we're glad we knew Jazzy, and we think of him fondly as well as you. See you next time, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. I will be too with our good buddy RKC and Cuddy right after these messages. There's too much confusion.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.